speaking of great resources for news, if you ever want to go on and read about the Indiana Pacers and read really a true fan's perspective, other stuff going on there, interact with other Pacers fans, you can do so at IndyCornrows.com, a creative name, and their creative writer, Tom Lewis, joins us now on the Extra Large Lunch on XL 950. Tom, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Derek. Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day to talk hoops.
Yeah, it is. It's always a beautiful day to talk hoops. I'm a big basketball nut. I know you are as well. Jamal Tinsley's health and off-the-court problems have really kind of derailed his career here in Indianapolis. And though Travis Diener was a great story for the Pacers this season, I think that he's viewed largely as a backup. I know that a non-playoff team always has plenty of needs, but in the case of the Pacers, especially with the draft coming up next month, is point guard far and away their biggest deficiency right now?
Well, it seems to be an area that they just really need to address. And it's tough with Jamal Tinsley sitting there on the roster still. He's not overpaid by point guard standards these days in the NBA, but he's making a good chunk of change. And if they could move him somehow, that would really free it up to bring in another point guard and start moving in a new direction for the future.
Well, the Bulls said... Oh, go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, that being said, I still think that'll probably be their primary target in this draft right now at point guard, regardless of whether Tinsley's there or not.
Derrick Rose is not going to be there, obviously, at 11th overall. The Bulls won the lottery despite having just a 0.9% better chance than the Pacers did to get the top overall selection, and they're the second-best team in NBA history to win the lottery as far as their record goes. 93 Orlando, the Magic, were 41-41 that year, but you see how close that the Pacers came to maybe landing Derrick Rose, the point guard of their future. But still, plenty of good, it's really just a guard-heavy draft in general, but a couple of good point guards that I think the Pacers may be focused on. These are a couple guys that we actually talked about when we last had you on the show during the Final Four, Texas's DJ Augustine, as well as UCLA's Russell Westbrook. Augustine more of a true point, but scouts really love Westbrook's length and potential as a defender, which is also an upgrade on defense, is something that the Pacers need very badly as well. Which one of those players would be a better fit, in your opinion, for Jim O'Brien's system?
Well, depending upon the day of the week, I think I keep going back and forth here. I'm kind of partial to Westbrook. Just because I really like a guy who can get me to jump out of my seat once in a while. And he has some freakish athleticism and, you know, can get out on the break and finish. And also, like you say, his defensive prowess is something the Pacers desperately need. But if you're talking point guard, DJ Augustine, that's all he is. He's a point guard. And not to mention, you know, and this is something the Pacers have to consider, he's a very high-character guy. Not to say Westbrook isn't, but Augustine just has a great story. He's someone, whether the Pacers pick him up or not, you want to root for. His family was displaced by Hurricane Katrina, and he battled through that and just dug into basketball and made himself into an NBA-ready player. So either one of those guys would be great, but personally, I'm still kind of leaning towards Westbrook just because of the defense defending the perimeter. I think Augustine's a little small and much like Travis Diener struggled at times guarding point guards. We need someone on the floor who can, you know, stop a backcourt player on another team.
Well, I'll be expecting a post Monday talking about how you think the Pacers should go with DJ Augustine then. Change your mind that much. Tom Lewis of the Pacers blog, Indy Cornrows, joining us on the Extra Large Lunch on XL 950. I'm your host, Derek Schultz. Here's a what-if scenario for you, Tom. We know that the Pacers were dead last in the league in attendance. Say somehow that Indiana's Eric Gordon falls in the first round. Any way that he gets past the Pacers at 11, even though he's, just about everywhere except, the 3 and the 4 is where the Pacers have needs. But do you think Eric Gordon would possibly get by the Pacers if he fell that far?
Boy, that would be really tough for the Pacers to pass up on EJ. I would love to have him come in. I mean, he's just so strong with the ball. He's a scorer. I know he's not 6'7" shooting guard, but I mean, he's got skill to play at the NBA level. I always remember watching him in high school, sometimes in college, and feeling, you know, the court in the game just wasn't big enough for his skill set, and I couldn't wait to see him get out and run with the thoroughbreds in the NBA. And so And plus, you know, like you say, the local story, he's a great kid, good family. Boy, it'd be tough to pass up for the Pacers.
Like I said, the Pacers don't necessarily need to draft a point guard. With Mike Dunleavy and Danny Granger, that's basically the only position that they have really locked up, the kind of the scoring 3/4. But a true four, a power forward that would be potentially out there at number 11 is Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook's teammate at UCLA. He's got a really high basketball IQ, one of the best freshmen in the country this season. Is he a player that the Pacers could potentially look at with that number 11 pick?
Oh, they have to. If he's there, I would skip over the whole point guard discussion and jump on Love. The problem, you know, we have at 11 is all these guys have a little more risk the further down the board you go. And Love, I mean, his game, especially for Jim O'Brien's system, is great. You know, I mean, he's an unbelievable passer. He can shoot it. You know, he'll if he gets stuck in the half court, he'll be a pick and pop maestro. He's great, but then again, his conditioning could be a problem. He's already had knee problems in high school, so there's where your risk comes in. Like I said, when you go down the board, it gets a little dicier, but I would enjoy having Kevin Love be part of the Pacers system.
Well, I know that you're looking forward to another summer full of Jermaine O'Neal trade rumors, and what better way than a blog for all the fans to come out with those crazy trades and everything like that, trade proposals. Yeah, we get a lot of those. The latest one that I've heard, at least, involves the Cavaliers. This comes from ESPN.com's Chad Ford. They would send Anderson Varejão as well as Zydrunas Ilgauskas plus their 19th selection for Jermaine O'Neal. If you're Larry Bird, how many milliseconds would it take for you to sign off on that deal?
Oh, it's done. It's done. Quick. Plus, you still get your 11th pick. Are you kidding me? Yeah, and that would work out nicely. I don't know how much validity there is to that rumor. Of course, it's already been shot down, but there always are. So it's. Yeah, but with Jermaine, there's a risk, you know, obviously with his health, and you know, if he hung around and is healthy, could the Pacers get a lot more from him later on? Probably if he's healthy. But that if we've been asking for a few years now, and quite frankly, I'd jump on this deal with the Cavs in a heartbeat.
Well, it's tough because in Jim O'Brien's up-tempo system, if Jermaine O'Neal is a slug, then Big Z would be a sloth. I mean, he's one of the slowest players in the entire NBA. But still, you're taking on two players that could come in and play right away. You don't even know if J.O.'s, you know, with the injury problems and everything else. And plus that first-round pick, when I saw that trade, I was absolutely floored.
Right.
But really, in your opinion, will we see Jermaine O'Neal in a Pacers uniform next season, Tom?
Well, I kind of tend to think so, just because I don't know how another team is going to want to give up much for him with the amount of risk he has right now. And I don't think that that Bird's going to want to just give him away. I guess it's not a matter of playing ability either. There is a big salary there as well, so getting that cap room would be nice. But again, what are you going to do with that cap room at this point? There's not really anybody out there to bring in, so it would be a big hole to fill going into this year. So, but I don't know. I that's another thing I kind of go back and forth on. I wouldn't mind seeing if we can get some more value for him, but yeah, I've been saying that for so long. So. I think I'll go with he's out of here.
Tom Lewis of the Pacers blog, Indy Cornrows, joining us. You can log on to IndyCornrows.com and read Tom's fine work over there, part of the Sports Nation blog network. Plenty of good blogs, no matter what team you like. All teams from the NFL, I believe, are on there, and just about everybody in Major League Baseball, and they're starting to build a big base of NBA blogs in that Sports Nation site. But Indy Cornrows, one of the fine additions there. Tom, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show. Enjoy the offseason and the Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, great. Thanks for having me on, Derek.